have it, Alex. To have it means to watch over it as a God. God. The midday prayer, the Latin wuspa. The middle prayer, the prayer that comes in the middle. Which one comes in the middle, too? We can say either one, the Dhuhr and the Asr, both come in the middle of the day. Is that right? Oh, yes. We have to guard those prayers. We rise up out of our beds from our sleep. Many times when we rise up, we have the world on our mind. And many times we rise up with fear of God, with reverence and respect for Almighty God. And we go out in faith as a Muslim into the world. You see? But often we get busy during the day, and by noontime, we're either frustrated, the world has beaten us down, or we are realizing a harvest. We're counting our blessings already at midday time. So it's important, especially in America, to break this day and remember God. God, the midday prayer. Again, at midday, the light is highest in the heavens. The light has reached its height. Is that right? Yes. The world is lit from border to border. So it is a day of bright light. We have a chapter in the Quran called Dhuha. Dhuha. The dawn. The daybreak. Dhuha. We have this great Eid, Al-Adha. Al-Adha. What is Adha? How many of you ask, what is Adha? Oh, I'm ready to celebrate Adha, but I don't know what Adha is. And I'll celebrate it over and over, year after year. I don't care what it is. Just let me have the feast. Let me eat. And show the others that I can make the prayer, that I can say, Eid Mubarak, Hajj Mabrur. That's nothing. Understanding is where it's at. And if you don't have understanding, what good is all of this knowledge? It's no good for anything but to regiment you as animals. You become cattle. The cattle follow signs and stay in a track. Stay in a corral, respond to the bell, respond to signals. If that's all you want to do, then what good are you as a human being? Knock at the door of knowledge until you get some understanding. This day for us is a victory. It's a great victory. A victory over the falsehood of those imposters who claim to be guided by God, but were themselves the agents for Satan. We want our lives back. God gave us our lives, and Satan took our lives away from us. We want our lives back. God promised that he will give us our lives back. And everything we do in this religion is a stone throw at the head of Satan to kill him to get our lives back. And that's what you have to understand. None of these things are empty of meaning. Everything we do. We rise up in the morning, we make two rak'ah sunnah, two rak'ah fard. All of this have meaning. All of this is a progression, moving forward and forward. Two rak'ah sunnah, two rak'ah fard, four and three, and four again. And rise up and break the night. And pray prayer in two, rak'ahs in two. And get up in the morning again and stuff. Why do you think this is regulated like this? Do you think it's just so you'll have exercise? or just so you will be able to distinguish one from the other? No! Satan has his scheme. God has his methodology. Satan has his plot. God has his methodology. There's a methodology. There's a method. There are steps following each other. And we're doing something. We're fighting a battle. How come it's so important that Muslims pray 5 times a day? Even their Sunnah prayers that are very important for Muslims. Is that right? The three after Maghrib, very important. The two before the obligatory two of the morning prayer, very important. There are Sunnah and Fard prayers that are very important. And the Muslim is to pray and to remember his prayers. Why is it so important? Because the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings be upon him, he said that my ummah is going to go to sleep. It's going to go to sleep. Something has to be there preserving the light. What will preserve the light? Keep these rituals. If you don't have the living express light, you will have symbols, you will have signs, you will have a ritual that will carry the secret knowledge, that will suggest things to the searching mind. And without the Imam being there, he sleeps. He's as Adam. He has gone into a deep sleep. He's as dead. But there will be a living form of religion there, filled with light and understanding. It's for those who knock until they get an answer. Others will just go through the ritual, come up and go down, live and die, pass away, and never take note that the ritual is a sign. The ritual is a sign. The ritual is a revelation itself. The book is a revelation, but there is also a revelation in the traditions of the Holy Prophet. They are not to be followed blindly. They are to be studied and understood. So Eid al-Adha, we should know as members of this community that Eid al-Adha is the day of awakening. The day of life, a day of victory. It is the sign of Yom Din, the day of judgment. Don't we expect that there will come a day of judgment and that those things that were hid would be manifest, that the light would shine bright and remove all darkness from the world? Haven't God told us in clear language that the paradise is two? That he has given us Jannatain? And not only is the paradise two, he says also the fountains are two. We expect judgment on this earth while we live, to come sooner or later. We also expect the material world to be wrapped up, done away with eventually. As God speaks of the moon, he says, it is as a dried, I think it's called a stalk, dried date stalk, I believe. Something drying up. And science tells us that is true. The moon is a body that has dried up. The astronauts went up there and it was just mostly dust on the surface, light dust. Even the stones are gone. Stones themselves are just going away. Yes, we believe that one day the whole creation will go away. and God will produce another one superior to it and give us a new and a greater life, or raise us up to a new and a greater life. We believe that. But at the same time, we have to get the important message for this life. And the important message for this life is that there is a judgment coming on this earth. That Islam has to prove victorious over falsehood on this earth. That he revealed the religion that it should prevail over all the other religions, though the corruptors of worship detest it or hate it. So if this religion is to prevail over all other religions, then this world is to be filled with the light of Al-Islam. And that's the Eid al-Adha. And we make a journey for that Eid. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, he journeyed out of his home town in the Mecca to Medina to establish a Muslim order, a Muslim society in Medina. That journey is called Hijrah. The program we watched on public TV, this moderator who had put it together, he said, he brought it to our attention, that the calendar of the Muslims, unlike most calendars, does not date from the birth of Prophet Muhammad or from the death of Prophet Muhammad, not even from the conquest of Mecca, but from the migration out of Mecca to Medina. Are going out on a mission. The mission is more important than anything else in this religion. Not a dead mission, a moving mission. One that moves out from comfort into discomfort to establish God's way. You see? So this is the Eid for us. Eid al-Adha is the conquest for truth, for the divine revealed word. We want light in the world, and to get it, we will suffer even the loss of relatives. We leave our relatives. We leave our physical, our material possessions. We go out not knowing whether we will return or not. We go out with one purpose, that is to please Almighty God. The road is not easy, it's rough. Some days we're fasting, we're hungry, we're thirsty. We don't go as royalty, we go as common soldiers. Carrying our own pack on our own back. Not eating filet mignon, red salmon steak, eating meager food. Yes. This is the great work in Al-Islam, dear people. Al-Islam is not a Christian celebration of Christmas and New Year. Of Easter, we don't wait for an opportunity to put on a sunbonnet in the spring. Or to eat with the relatives on Christmas Day and then go out Christmas night and have a ball. Muslim calendar is not fixed like that. So we look and anticipate on having another big social explosion. That is nothing but eating and sleeping and dancing and praying and showing off our rags. This is not Al-Islam. And Islam is war! Fighting falsehood, fighting the influence of Satan in your life and in the world. That's Al-Islam. There's no place for you weak people in Al-Islam. But when you're going to wake up? Wake up and become a soldier in Al-Islam. And Allah will begin to embrace you with His many, many blessings. Many, many blessings. You'll never get any great thing from Allah as long as you go along the petty road, taking life for granted, living for small things. You have to learn to live for the big things. Live for victory over every lying skunk that's on the face of this earth. We are not satisfied until we have defeated every lying skunk walking the face of this earth. That's the big thing to live for, and it makes you a big person. You become a big person. But as long as you are battling the small, fighting the small, small battle, you're a small person, and the world has not much use for you, and God has no use for you. What good can you do the world? What good can you do God? You are of less value than the stones, the trees, the birds, and those other things. Yes. Because they are part of a system. And they keep that system going. They have to make contributions to the system. You see? But you just trash in the wind. Let us wake up. Let us wake up. We cannot be satisfied with our religion, practicing it as the Christians practice their religion. We are not here for personal salvation, and the world can go to hell. We are here for the salvation of humanity. We can't live like Christians. I have my personal Jesus and my personal salvation. That is not accepted in Al-Islam. You can't have your faith and live your life to yourself. No. To be a Muslim, you have to share the burden of the world with all of us. And you have to marshal all of your forces, no matter how small they are, how weak they are. You have to marshal them all in this battle against Satan and his influences. This is Al-Islam. We fast the month of Ramadan. The 10 last days are the 10 greatest. Those that demand that we give full attention to the habit of Prophet Muhammad and the strong believers following him to devote themselves to Almighty God more intensely during those last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. The last 10 days of the month, what is happening to the moon? The moon is fading away. The moon waxes and wanes. The 10 nights of Ramadan is when the moon reaches fullness and starts to wane away. Is that right? And the great Eid comes when there is a new moon. Yes. What is the moon a sign of? Sign of that old world of religion. There's a hadith says that Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessing be upon him, he pointed at the moon and it split. And in its place there was seen a mountain. So he came to do away with the moon. Whose moon? This world's moon. They have a light that rules in the night that we don't want. Say, God made the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. He made a light for our physical activities and a light for our spiritual development. And the moon is symbolic of the light for spiritual development. Prophecy. Teaching. Torah. Gospel. The greatest night of the fast for us is when their lights start going out. So what are you living for? What are you fasting for? Maybe to lose weight, huh? I hope you're not. Shame on you if that's what you fast for. We fast to win the victory over falsehood, to defeat falsehood. And the biggest falsehood we have to defeat is that falsehood that rules in the night. Of course, the same falsehood that rules us in the night, hell holds us when day comes. Yes. If we don't break loose from it. Yes. So the moon is a symbol of the spiritual light. It rules in the darkness of the world. That area.